Lastly, let's talk about county social services. You alluded to some of the social service needs of the county a little earlier. But Outagamie County social service expenses make up over half of the county's governmental activities budget, at least in 2009 and probably for 2010 as well. With the increased focus on cost controls in state and federal government, the contributions for Social Security programs might end up straining the budget. In this environment, how do you propose that we control the social services expenses while continuing to give appropriate assistance to children, the elderly, the sick and disabled, and others in need?
That is a vital process that we need to continue to provide for the public. And I think the way to review that is important, that both federal and state, whatever they decide. I mean, right now it's as I said before, there's been a sea change in Washington from overspending to underspending, and they're going to find ways to cut all these social programs. I do not know what the Congress is going to do or Walker's administration will do to county services, but I think we need to be a partner in whatever it comes down the pike to make certain that our county services are protected. And I think there's going to be a movement ahead to regionalize and collaborate with other counties in a regional basis. And more specifically, for example, family care, for example, on the last year has now become regionalized, and the state has taken over that program. $20 million of that particular program for Outagamie County has become now a state program, which is out of the budget. So I think there's going to be more collaboration and more regionalization of these social services that will reduce the costs to the counties, but also hopefully reduce the cost to the state as well.
Very well. And that regionalization, is that on a multiple counties getting together?
Right. Right now, the family care that's been taken by the state, saying that there will be three counties involved in this program of $20 million is now being stretched among three counties. And supposedly, there's been a cost savings because, as you well know, a good 80 to 85% of our cost is labor. And so if we can find ways to reduce the amount of employees to provide the same service, we should be doing that.